Today's here in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Vav Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting towards the end of Simin Tof Resh Tzadi. We begin on the very top line with the words of the Mechaber that begin at the very end of the line. And the Mechaber tells us, Ein medaktikin b'ta'o yosel. If a person's laning the Megill and he makes certain mistakes in the laning, you don't have to be so accurate in correcting him. However, that opinion is brought down by the Torah, and then the Yerushalmi, as the Baragola Ozdala tells us, and then he says, the Orchas Chaim and the Ruan disagree. The Yeshomim, the Davka B'tol Shalosh Shoim V'inyan Echad. Only mistakes that don't change around the meaning, so those mistakes you don't have to be so careful with. However, if it's going to be a mistake that changes around the meaning, you do have to go back and correct it. And he says, once two Tamidim that were sitting in front of Rav, and Chad Kari Yehudim, Chad Kari Yehudim, they pronounced the word Yehudim or Yehudim, when he didn't correct either one of them, it was acceptable whichever way they did it. However, if it's a more significant mistake that changes around the meaning, then you must go back and correct it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud explains, this has nothing to do with the way it's written. The Shom Hadin Kimo B'Siv Kimo. There we've already spoken out that the Din of Siv Kimo has to be that ideally it should be all written correctly. But Bid the Eved, if it's 50% plus correct, you're okay. V'Acha Ma'iri L'Inyan Kriya. Here we're talking about the reading of it. Dahinu Afilu Kora Osa Bekama Toyos. If you made several mistakes, Kivin Shal Kaponim Kor Wakula. As long as you read the whole thing and it didn't change around the meaning, so then you don't have to be so medaktik. Sivkot Nun Aleph, however, if you made a mistake that did go and change around the meaning, Kigon, for example, Sivkot Nun Aleph, the Mishnah says, Kigon Shikora mi Yoshev Yoshav, you changed the tense from Yoshev Karin, past present tense, to Yoshav past tense, or mi Nofel present tense to Nofel past tense, Davikilu Dileg Oso Tevelagami, that's as if you left out that word entirely. For that, everybody agrees that Tzorech Lachzor Likroso Kaseid, then you have to go back and read the entire Megillah again from the point that you made the mistake. The Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Im Medaktikin, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that this din is based upon the Yerushalmi. And he says, Miloshon of the Riaz says, Hamuva B'Shulte Gibarim, it's brought down by the Shulte Gibarim, Shekosav Debetebos Shein Mafsidin Akriya. If words that are messed up are not changing around the understanding, Afilu Mishmit V'lo Karwa Kalal, even if you left it out entirely, but it doesn't change around the meaning, then Ein Achozer, then you technically don't have to go back. That's the Yerushalmi. Muchach to sover demash e medaktikin, that which we say we don't have to be medaktik, the first opinion that he brings down, e medaktikin b'tol yosel, is betebo she'en mafsid in akriya, that don't change around the understanding of the reading. However, abel im mafsid in akriya, even the first version, if it makes a change in the understanding, kigon vimei aprimo ele lo yavru, and vishmit tevas lo, these days will not be ever gone past, and instead you leave out the lo, and you say these days will be gone past, or v'chein umatonos levyonim, hishmit hamem, if you left out the mem, so in this situation, lo yotze, you haven't said the word correctly, you've changed around the meaning, and therefore you're not yotze, ken kos hashom, that's what it says. Goes through an arichas over here more in this bir halacha, and at the end he says l'chatchila bevada yeshlino kedasi yeshomim. We should certainly be stricter to follow the opinion of the yeshomim that says that if you make a mistake that changes around the meaning, you definitely have to go back. And he says kamosha kaz of prichadosh diika ki yeshomim. The prichadosh paskins like this yeshomim. Because Malcolm, he says kiva shemachaber tolo dovezeh b'shtei deo. Since the machaber does bring this down as a machlokes, the first one ain't medaktik, and the second one is that we're medaktik if it changes the meaning. So then he says yeshlinkot dechoz aveinu mevarach. When you go back and read it, you don't have to make a new bracha. However, he says imchisa legamre ezateva b'kriya v'adim b'shmiya. If you left out an entire word in the reading of it, or the person listening to it didn't hear an entire word, so then ladas kol haposkim, everybody says chozer mevarach. You have to go back and hear the entire Megillah again from the point that you made the mistake. Avshein mafsed akriya, even though you didn't change around the meaning of the kriya. However, for the chayyadim, he says he's choshesh ladas hariyaz and kosav the teva shein mafsed akriya chozer mevarach. He says you don't have to go and make a new bracha, and he says ayin shom dafilu chiser osachas b'kriyoso yachsa. But even if you make a mistake on one letter, you do have to go back and repeat the Megillah reading, albeit without a bracha. Okay, now we go to Sif Tesipov. The Mechaber writes, Sorich lomar aseres bnei Haman. You have to say all the sons of Haman that are hung up on the tree, and with the words after that, vaseres, comes right after the 10th son. So the Mechaber tells us that that has to be read Hakol b'neshima achas. It has to be read all in one breath. Why? Lo'odia shekulam nergu v'nitlukecha. Because they were all hung up and all killed at the same time. It wasn't one after the other. They were all hung simultaneously. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Beis, and he says, u'b'chol ha'megillah, bein pasuk le'pasuk yafsik rak kidei neshima. In between all the psukim, you don't have a long pause. You just can take a breath. Because it has to be written like an igeris, like a letter, but you don't have pauses in the letter too much. When you say that pasuk, you have to raise your voice. Because that's the real start of the nes, the miracle. When you say in the Megillah towards the end, you should pick up the Megillah and shake it so everybody sees this Megillah. In some places, they have the custom. He says, in some places where they read Aseres Mehaman by themselves first, and then the Baal Kriya, the laner, says them all, B'neshima Achas, out loud, that is not, according to the Chayodim, a correct minhag. Ella, what should you do? Hakori Yomrim Levi, the person laning should just read them. Everybody else should listen. Vashar Yishmu Kimo Kol Megillah, they listen like the rest of the Megillah. Now, not everybody agrees with this. As you can see, in Dershu footnote number 49, brings down that those places that do suggest that you say the Aseres Bnei Haman before the Chazan lanes it. So this is brought down in the Baruch HaShulchan, Mishum Shebezeh HaYikar HaYeshua, because this refers to the saving, the Iker saving that we had when Haman's sons were killed with Haman, and therefore the importance of saying this, each person themselves, is essential. And he brings down, this is like the Dalit Psukim, Shel Geula, that we say, the other Psukim that we say, all the Tzibur together. The Tzofnas Paneyak, the Rogich of Agon, adds, Beer Betamamin. Okay, this is another explanation. Shekivin Shetorach L'Omer Ben Shima Achas. Since this is supposed to be said with one breath, so you can't be Yotze Shomeyak Aone with somebody else's one breath. Any Mechol Lotzi is by Mirus Neshima Achas, Ayde Shabia. You have to say it yourself. You can't be Yotze via the Neshima. Kishumeyak Aone, Eno Nechshav, Shomem Mamash Be Oso Ofen Shomach Haveva. You have to say it yourself. And therefore, you wouldn't be Yotze the Shomeyak Aone for reading it Ben Shima Achas unless you say it yourself with Neshima Achas. Finally, the opinion of the Chazon Ish is brought down by his nephew, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. So he writes in the Sefer Torah HaMoadim, Sheshomea Ka'one, Moel Gam, Sheyechoshe B'Shivachas. He disagrees with this idea and says, even by just listening to it, you beyotse Shomea Ka'one. There are other opinions as well that are brought down. Rav Sternbuch Shlita brings down in Shelos Shuvos, Shuvos Va'anhagos, Shechoshishim Shema Ike Ak Ekev Mehirus HaBaal Kore, Likro B'Shim Achas, since the Baal Kore is trying to read it so fast in B'Shim Achas, he may leave out some of it. And therefore, you read it by yourself first to make sure that every word is said properly. And he adds, in the Sefer Yisod V'Shor Rishu Avoda, and the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, they say the same thing. Couple of Dershu footnotes that we didn't get a chance to do yet. So Dershu footnote number 44 brings down, in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, even if you were to swallow up one of the letters and you didn't say it, for example, you said instead of Aharon, you said Haron. So in this situation, that's also called a mistake. However, Shein HaMashmos Mishtana Yodav Enochoze, but it doesn't change around the meaning, therefore you wouldn't have to go back. He says, what about listening to the Torah in different Havoros, in different accents? In other words, a Temani accent, a Yekisha accent, a Ashkenazi accent, a Galitzana accent. So he brings out the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh, Ein Lahakbid B'Zeh B'Kriyas HaMegillah. You don't have to be concerned about this during the Megillah laning, Sheyotze B'Haloshon, because you can be Yotze with any Loshon. So even if it's not your Havora, it's not your pronunciation, you can be Yotze. This was the opinion of Rav Yashiv. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Yochol Lotzeis B'Chol Havora, but technically, b'di'evit, if you heard a Galisana laning it, but your regular Ashkenazi pronunciation, it would be better to hear it as a regular Ashkenazi pronunciation. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish and Chaim Soloveitchik, both Zatzal. And they hold that way in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, that you can technically be Yotze with all Havaros, but the Stipe Lagom brought down, b'di'evit, you'd be Yotze with any Havara, but you should try to go and hear it with your correct Havara that you normally speak. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe also says, "Leading Kriyas HaTorah, Shekol Havaros Nechshavos L'Loshon HaKodesh." Everything is good, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. The issue number 45 brings down, what happens if you made a mistake between a Mil-El and Mil-Ra? The accent was on the beginning of the word versus the accent's on the end of the word. So sometimes the word can change around. Ba-A versus Ba-A. So it changes it from past tense to present tense, or vice versa. So Yoruch HaShulchan writes, if you made such a mistake, Tzarech La'asar, Alamila L'Krosa Kedim, because you changed around the meaning of the word. And this is also the opinion of the Stipe Lagon Zatzal in regards to Kriyas HaTorah. And he brings down, L'maisa Koshiesh Sofik, im Nechshav L'Shinu Mashmos, in any situation where it's a question, does this change around the meaning or not? So if it occurs at that point in time, you should go back and reread it. But if it occurred a couple of psukim later that you noticed it, so b'di'eved, you don't have to go back and read again from that mistake. What about words we're not sure how to properly pronounce them? So, for example, we have v'ish lo amad bifnehem, v'ish lo amad lifnehem, ulashmid larog uliabeil, or lashmid ulharog uliabeil. So, in these situations, many people read the entire phrase again, some read the entire pasuk again, some people just read the word that is potentially both ways, so laharog vilharog, or they'll say bifnehem lifnehem. Others will read the entire phrase, others read the entire pasuk. Look at this Dirshu footnote for all the different opinions. Dirshu footnote number 46 brings down, im lo siyem es kriyas ha-Megillah, if you haven't finished laning the Megillah, or you finished the kriya, but you weren't mesech das, and somebody points out that you made a mistake, so then you should go back and correct the mistake from that point and go forward and reread the Megillah again. Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down, when you're reading the names of Haman, so you have to make sure that you're looking inside the Megillah and reading the each of the ace that's appropriate to that son, because it's written in large letters and it goes from the right to the left. It's written in a different way than the rest of the Megillah. You have to make sure that you're reading the words and not saying it by heart. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov v'davka l'chachila. This which we said, that you have to read it in Mishima Achas, the Aseres B'Haman, is l'chachila. Avo b'di'evet, after the fact, im hifsik b'nehem, if you didn't read it in Mishima Achas, you had a pauses in between, yotzi, you're also fulfilling the obligation. It brings down the Matosos, and the Abudram, and the Ma'ril. And then he adds, l'chachila no'agim l'ma b'nishima Achas, the starting to say b'nishima Achas should really be from Chamesh Miosish, Veish Pashadosa, etc. And you finish reading until the end of the last son, and Aseres of Bnei Haman. So you should read that all b'neshima achas. He brings down the Maril in the name of the Rokeach. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nukimul says, Afilu shor kedei ligmar kula. And in fact, even if you stopped long enough that you could have read the entire Megillah till the end, that doesn't ruin it for you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Dalet says, B'maril kosa b'shem Rokeach. The Maril brings down the name of the Rokeach. Mishum daseres Bnei Haman, who sorry chamishim al chamesh miyosish. Why should we include the chamesh miyosish? Because they were in charge. Each of the seres Bnei Haman was in charge of 500 men. Somebody has a short breath. He can't do this b'shima achas, so yishar. He should figure it out. Im yasal ben chamesh miosi, she's not going to be able to read it b'shima achas, all the sons, so lo yuchal lomar kol aseres b'homan b'shima achas, so then it's better not to say chamesh miosi. Tov yosish yasal min v'eis parashadosa v'chulei, instead of starting from chamesh miosi, if you're not going to be able to do it that way. Kiseo dina digmar, because the real din is to say the 10 sons, and avol chamesh miosi, which is very nice to add it on, is just a minug be'alma. Now we go to the Mechaber, Sif Tezayin. He says, Sorosh Yomar, Oror Haman, Baruch Mordechai. At the end of the Megillah, we say, Oror Haman, that Haman should be cursed, and Baruch Mordechai, Arura Zeresh, Berucha Esther. We say that Zeresh should be cursed, and Esther should be blessed. Arurim Kolov de Kochovim, all the Avodi Kochovim should be cursed, Beruchim Ko Yisrael, and all of Chai Yisrael should be blessed. Sorosh Yomar, Gam Charvono Zechor Latov. And this is what we say after the conclusion of the Megillah, and after we say, Haravis Rivenu Adonis Dinenu. Okay, there's no Mishnah Berurah on that. We go to Sif Yudzayin. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Minna Kol Yisrael, it is a minna in Kol Yisrael, Shakore Kore Uposhet Kigeres Laharos Anes." Then, when you read the Megillah, you unfold it and then fold it up on itself, as if you're reading from a letter. And this is to further substantiate and show the Nes. Ukshi Yigmar, and when you finish laning Choser V'Korcha, you have to then roll it up, Kula, the entire Megillah, before you make the Bracha Haravos Rivenu Adonis Dinenu Umuvarach. Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Katan Nun Hey. Aval yichidim hashomim megillos, individuals who are listening with a kosher megillah ain't tzrichim l'shot. They don't have to roll it out like that. He brings down the name of the Bach and the Mariel in the Sharet Zion Os Nun. He says uchemedume she'ain noagin kain el kol echad poshta ki igeres. He brings down for the Prima Gadim that that's not the common practice, and the people, even if they're reading it by themselves, they do roll it out. And that's what Dirshu footnote number 51 says as well, where he brings down from this Sharet Zion that we just said, and he adds, however, that's not the opinion of the Stipe Lagon, who said, "Bismanenu aminakusha rakah balkori poshet Megillah." Only the balkori unrolls the Megillah, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman that you don't have to do this. Again, there's nothing wrong with doing it, but you don't have to do this. Likewise, chena kori asa Megillah biyachidus. If somebody's reading the Megillah by himself, so the Likutim Ariach brings down shemashma bebach. It's apparent from what the Bach said. Sheino tzorich lishor as Megillah. He could also read it without unrolling it and unraveling it and folding it over. This was the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, and this is also the way that Shlomo Zalman was noeg when he read the Megillah for the people of his house that didn't go to shul. On the other hand, the Kafa Chaim writes, Tzorech Leposhta. The Kafa Chaim says that you do have to still open up the Megillah all the way, even if you're reading it b'yachidus. And he says, Kishoshomea me'al ba'kore in a Tzorech Leposhta. But if you're listening to a ba'kore, then you don't have to go and unroll it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Vav writes, Hainu Sheposhta Kulo, that you have to open up the entire Megillah and totally open it up and then fold it on itself. And you don't leave it folded up, you fold it over on itself, daf al daf, so each piece on another piece, you have to make sure that it doesn't go on the floor when you're opening it up. He brings down the name of Eliyarabba and the Pri Chodesh. Then he adds, Ayin Sifri Megodim, Shekosa de Lav Davka, Gabi Akaka. It's not even talking about it on the ground. You shouldn't even let it hang out over the Shtenda, even if it doesn't go onto the ground. You shouldn't let it hang out over the Bima. Hu Adin Teluya, Me'ala Shulchan Ushtender, Nami, Hevi Genai, Kisvei Kodesh. That's not the proper way to treat Kisvei Kodesh, that you let it hang out over the side, even if it's not touching the ground. Furthermore, Old Kosav, Da Pshita Ye Kodim, Shemasa Lebarech, that unraveling it should be before you make the bracha, should be all ready to go. So then when you make the bracha, you can start Miyad right away with the laying of the Megillah, Vahibi Miyach Hashvi Rosh, and not have to go and open it up and roll it out then. Kedeshul Ye Hefsek, Bein Bracha Lekriyas. So you shouldn't have any interruption, a Hefsek, in between the bracha and the actual laying of the Megillah. And with the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan and Zayin, where he says, after you finish the laning, Chozer V'korcha Kula, you then roll it back up, Umvarach, and only afterwards you make the bracha. Why? So Rotz Olam, he says, Shekorcha Kula, you have to roll it back up, Umenicha Lefan of Alav Yigdol, and you leave it there on top of the shtender, or the teva, the bima, V'yachek HaKavarach, then you make the bracha. So the saying of the bracha should be going on the Megillah. And that's what it says in Dershu footnote number 52. Kalamar, Shlo Yisalik Osa Milafan, you shouldn't take the Megillah away until you make the bracha. And this is also the opinion that we brought down in the Reish Pei Dalid in regards to the Haftorah. Shlo Yisalik Me'al HaShulchan and Sefer Haftorahs. When you're saying the brachos afterwards on the Haftorah book should be up there still, and you shouldn't take it away. So everybody should see, this is what I'm making the bracha on. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, the reason for this is the Genai Hula Megillah Shetia Munachas Kach. It's not proper that the Megillah should be left someplace else when you're making the bracha on it. And even if you started saying the bracha, but you didn't say Hashem's name, Kim Shalomar Hashem, since you didn't say Hashem's name, Posek, stop, Yamsa, Vekorech, Viacha Kachavarav, then go and roll up the Megillah and then say the full bracha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, Yeshikosu, Shinoagin, Lomar Dalib, Sukim Shugula, Bekor Ram. There are four Sukim that we read out loud, Bekor Ram. Dainu Ishu D, Hayab Shushan Abir, Vigomer, Mordechai Yasal, Vigomer, Lehuda Mazar, Simcha, Sasam, Yukar, Vigomer, Ki, Mordechai Yudi, Vigomer. He brings out from the Gos Maimonios and the Kobo and the Abudram that this is the commonly accepted custom. Now, the Mishabur and Sivkot Nunches says, Mishum Simcha, because this is a great happiness, and therefore, Umasha Choser, the Koryo's son, the person who's laning, goes and repeats it after everybody else said it, is Kedei Lashmi El Tzibor, in order that everybody in the Tzibor should hear it from the Megillah. Shemitza Lechachila, the preferred way to perform the mitzvah is to hear the entire laning from a Kosher Megillah. Lishmoa, Ala Megillah mitoch haksah, that you should hear it from the Megillah that is a kosher Megillah, and that you should be yotzi the mitzvah that way. So when you're saying it, Dershah foot number 54 brings down, there are those that say you should have in mind not to be yotze. Others suggest that the lechatchila, you don't even have to do this because it's apparent that you're not intending to be yotze. And I mentioned previously, it's good to repeat it again, that Rav Shechta Shlita, based upon the Aderes, brings down that a person should have the laner read the last pasuk, because if the people all read it, they're technically Yotzi as soon as they lane it, and therefore the person who is listening to the Baal Kriya, so he's not getting the full benefit of having it read. He already was Yotze. And the Aderes had said this in regards to Parsha Zohar, that you don't read the entire Pasuk again because you probably were Yotze the first time, Zechar Amalek, as opposed to Zechar Amalek, so you were Yotze already, so therefore he suggests breaking it apart in the middle, Zechar Amalek, so this way you're not Yotze, and whichever way you do it, you're now hearing it from the Sefer Torah itself. The issue foot number 53 brings down an additional reason why we say it out loud. He says in the name of the Levush, Sha'osum Kein Kedei La'orer Haktanim Shelo Yishanu, that the children should wait for this and get excited about this, and they'll stay awake and listen to the entire Megillah. You don't leave them on the Kriya, and they'll wait till this happens, because that's what they learned in school. You have to say this, so they'll, in this situation, stay awake and listen to the entire Megillah. This is a good chinuch. We go to the Ramah. The Ramah continues. He says, V'chazen chozev v'kor yason. The Chazen repeats it, as I just said. Here's what the Ramah says it. Furthermore, od kasu, shenogu atinokos, latsur tsuratz haman al etzim yavonim. It was very common custom that little children would draw pictures of haman on pieces of wood or on stones, or lichto shem haman aleim, and they would write haman's name on other things, and they would go and hit it, lakos and zalzeh, kidei sheimachir shemo, to wipe out his name literally. And this is based upon the idea, al derech macho timche es zecher amalek. So therefore, we fulfill this, so to say, by doing this. And likewise, it says, v'shem rishoyim yirkov, that the names of the wicked should be rotted away. Ramah continues and says, this is the commonly accepted custom. Shemakim hamam, we bang when we say hamazen kishikar and hamagila beveis haknesses. He brings it down from the Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Nuntes says the Maril lo yachol sheishla kos l'hamon. He didn't do this. And Gon Yaivitz, the great Yaivitz, said kosiv alaviv, his father, the Chacham Tzvi, shemake v'rokeah b'raglo betochik b'sandlo. He would go and bang with his foot during this time, Kedishigel is here as Haman, when they reach the name of Haman. By Prima Godin, because of the Yotzus Chorim of Seidim, he says it's very possible that this is not a good idea because Shemavalvud Harbe, because you're going to end up not hearing the entire lading, either yourself or somebody else, because of your banging, it's going to cause other people not to hear the lading. We have a couple of Dirshu footnotes on this as well. Mitzvah Shem will do them tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.